Welcome to Canon Unbroken, hosted by Canon Satig, a young advocate who transformed a rare diagnosis into a mission of hope. This podcast brings you powerful stories of courage, resilience, and triumph over adversity. Let's join Canon now for this week's podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Canon Satig. This is my first podcast, so bear with me. I'm a little nervous. Thanks for joining me. I do feel a little intimidated by my guest today, who is a legend in the basketball. And, you know, if you know college basketball, you know his voice. Known for his quick wit and iconic catchphrases, he's a former basketball player, college basketball player, turned broadcaster, who's been the soundtrack of March of Madness for decades. The one and only Bill Raftery. Thank you so much for joining me as my first guest, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Cannon, thanks for having me. You know, I always tell people I couldn't play, so I became a coach. And I couldn't coach, so I became a broadcaster. Right. So here we are at the end of the road here. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course. Thank you. All right. So let's just jump right into the questions. So you called some of the biggest moments in basketball history when the lights are the brightest and the pressure's on. What's your secret to staying cool and composed and calm?
Well, I'm not so sure I stay calm all the time. I do get a little excited, particularly at the end of the games. But, you know, basically you realize the game is not about you.
Right.
About these teams, these individuals, and they really are the story. And,
right.
You know, I try early in my career, an old timer said to me, like when you're on camera, when you look into the lens, think you're talking to your mom, dad, brother, best friend. And that sort of resonates then too, because it's relaxing. It's not overwhelming. And
yeah.
You feel very comfortable with it, but it's very, as I said, it comforts you, and I think it resonates with people watching the game as well.
Right. Awesome. So in your years as a player, you know, coach, broadcaster, you've seen people handle pressure in, you know, I'm sure, tons of different ways. And lots of people listening have hypophosphatasia, and, you know, they have to cope with the uncertainty in their health journeys. And in your opinion, you know, what makes the biggest difference when someone is trying to push through a tough moment and, you know, really get through those moments in life?
Right. Well, you know, I try and remember basketball is just a game, and we're all in the game of life as well. And our job basically is to convey what's transpiring during the course of a game, you know, add our analysis, opinions, and somewhat personality. Sometimes I'm not sure if some of my cracks work, but I give them a shot anyhow.
Yeah.
But you try not to distract from the game, just basically add your own insights. And
right.
Of course, I always have a partner. So you work as a team with your partner to really enhance this experience for people tuning in.
Right.
So I get immersed in a game. It's enjoyment. It's meaningful for so many people, whether it's communities, college campuses, alumni, and even the casual fans. And, you know, someone who's coping with uncertainty certainly, you know, needs a lot of love and support, which you certainly have with your family and your faith.
Right.
You must know from your family that your life is meaningful.
Sure.
You know, you face challenges every day that a lot of people don't. And the effort is to be positive and realize that you are a special individual and an amazing example to others by your courage. I mean, it really does help others. So we all have individual struggles to compete, prosper, and you're coping with it the right way. Just gives an extra added impression for others. So I think it's my father-in-law He had some health issues and did some amazing things with his life. He was I used to call him a great athlete. He happened to be a physician. But there's great athletes in everyday life, and you certainly are one of them, and I'm sure some of your pals are the same.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it all comes down to, just staying tough and keeping yourself and really just doing your best to, just get through everything and all that. So, I have to ask this question, although I'm sure I'm not the first person to ever ask you this, and I'm sure you've heard this 100 times, and I've seen some interesting things said about it and what it means on the internet, but you're famous for saying multiple catchphrases, including specifically onions, and I just want to know, where did that catchphrase like come from? Like what kind of made you think of that, and like what does it mean?
Well, what it conveys basically is I didn't go to Harvard, to pop it out. But years ago, the Nets were struggling, and Ian Eagle and I were doing a game with Orlando, and the Nets were just having a terrible year. And out of the blue, Kevin Edwards, who played at the Paul and the Nets, made a three-pointer from the corner for the Nets to win. And for the first time in my life, I never said that before. I just blurted out onions. And I guess it was just a descriptive way of somebody reaching back. The inners, I know you got family that play golf. My grandpa may be making a big putt. So sometimes he has some onions as well. So that's basically the gist of it.
Like someone who's got a lot of clutch gene,
Correct. The
right,
inners.
like guts and the
Well,
ability to make
yeah,
that clutch play.
Don't give up. Always got a chance. And keeping a positive vibe, and just being somebody is a good example to others.
Right. That makes sense. What doesn't make sense, but it makes sense at the same time. So, when things aren't going your way, how do you stay motivated? Like, how could that perspective benefit someone living with a chronic condition such as HPP or, anything really else that affects someone?
Well, I think we all look at sports and realize how upsets, things that you can't expect are going to happen. And I think that's because teams believe in themselves, players believe in themselves, and they have the support, whether it's coaches, alumni, or family. But I think the big thing is you really have to compete in every game. And I think that's the same in life. It casts challenges in your direction. Do you want to fold a tent? No, you want to have to realize that all the love of family and friends, as well as faith of our Lord, is a motivating influence. And I think you, in your walk in life, are reciprocating that love and support by your contribution to the team, the family. And I think you know how important you are, and I hope all the individuals that are things go don't go their way, and they have to struggle, that they realize that there is a support system. The team needs you. I basically say it's your obligation to accept the challenge God's given you, and you're an integral part of this team. Your fight and determination set the tone for the family, and it speaks well of the connection there. So I hasten to say that, we say a lot of things about athletes that endear you because they reach back, and things don't go right. Some guys don't respond well, but in a health situation, I think it's imperative that you realize that you're an integral part of the family structure, and that you it's important for you to do what you can do to be a positive influence, believe in yourself, and I'm sure your impact will be far greater than you'll ever imagine with people in maybe in similar or more difficult situations.
Right. I mean that's awesome. All right. Well, one last question. Something just, if you could leave one message for anyone, from everything you've experienced in basketball and broadcasting, if it literally anything, what would it be?
I think positivity is the most important thing. I think belief in yourself, know you've got a foundation, a support system. I think those are the thing, and the love that you have for family, I think, is what structures all of our life. It enhances our our whole total being, I think, when you know that you got that kind of support behind you. And I think that you certainly have it. And I think by what you're doing with this podcast, you are going to be able to reach a lot of people that, every day maybe question themselves and don't want to push forward or
That's
take
the
advantage.
goal.
I think the inner strength comes out, and I think the support at home is the one that brings it out.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Raftery, I cannot
Bill,
thank you. Bill,
Kevin.
I can't, I'm sorry, I just
That's all right.
I can't thank you enough, for taking the time to join me and the HPP community today. Your stories, your insights, trademark energy, truly brought this conversation to life. And just like on the basketball court, resilience comes down to heart, and you've shown us plenty of it. So
Well, that's so
thank you
nice.
so much. Thank you.
God bless, and thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank
Best
you so much
everybody,
for
too.
taking your time.
Bye-bye now, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that concludes our first episode. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Canon Unbroken. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Alexion AstraZeneca Rare Disease. Until next time, may your determination stay strong and define your path. Join Canon on the next episode as he continues sharing stories that illuminate the way forward. If today's episode resonated with you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might benefit. To learn more about HPP and join their supportive community, visit the Soft Bones Foundation at www.softbones.org.